my contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Hey, y'all know me. Let me share with you a word coming from Luke chapter 10, and I'll read verses 1 through 7. Please put that on the marquee for the benefit of those who may not have their Bibles with them. Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. And it says, after these things, and to understand what those things were, go back and read that entire ninth chapter, and it'll tell you about some of those things. He said, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also. Some translation says 72. Some just says 70. The number doesn't mean that much. It's just the fact that it just let us know that he appointed some other folk, amen, to be about his father's business. And it says, and he appointed another 70 also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. Therefore, said he unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Not yours, but into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. Verse 7 says, and in the same house. Oh boy, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, in the same house. Remain eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. I just want to talk to us this morning about some instructions in discipleship. Amen. Everybody joins the church to become a member, but it is the work of the church to make disciples of them. Amen. I tell people all the time, there's a big difference between a member and a disciple. Amen. Praise God. You see, these verses we are looking at this morning relates a circumstance which is not written in any of the other gospels except the gospel of Luke. And this circumstance is our Lord Jesus' appointment of 70 other disciples to go before him, amen, into various cities and places. Now, for you Bible readers, these 70 disciples were in addition to those 12 that he talks about in the ninth chapter of Luke. I want y'all just quickly turn to Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. I think verses 1 through 5 or 1 through 7. You'll see that he sent those 12 before him, and he gave them similar instruction. We do not know the names of these 70 disciples, nor, praise God, do we know anything about their subsequent history other than the fact that, praise God, since he sent them, amen, they must have been some ambassadors of his. And obviously they did a great job. But the instructions with which our Lord Jesus provided them, praise God, are deeply interesting and deserve our close attention as members of the body of Christ. Amen. If you are a member of the body of Christ, would you raise your hand this morning? Amen. You see, as we examine these seven verses of scripture this morning, I want us to focus on four of the instructions that our Lord provided these 70 disciples. Instructions that I feel, praise God, that are as germane today as they were 1,000 years ago. The very first thing that should jump out at you, praise God, the first instruction is that he instructs them in the importance of prayer and intercession. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you didn't know it before now, prayer is important. You see, verse 2, he says, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Then he says, pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth what? Laborers into the harvest. You see, this is the leading thought with which our Lord Jesus opens up his instructions. Before he tells those ambassadors, and that's what they are, ambassadors. That's what you and I are today. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Before he even tells them what to do, the first thing that he tells them is to pray. Amen. Amen. You see, prayer is one of the best and most powerful means of helping to forward the cause of Christ in this world. It is a means within reach of each and every one of us that's in the body of Christ. You see, not all of us have a whole lot of money that we can give to foreign missions. Not all of us possess great intellectual abilities. Not all of us have extensive influence among men. Praise God. I mean, I'm going to date myself. Anybody remember there was a commercial used to come on that talked about E.F. Hutton.
Yes, sir.
Anybody remember that?
Yes, sir.
E.F. Hutton. E.F. Hutton happens to be a broker who was really good. And the commercial used to say that when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listen. Praise God. See, we don't have that type of influence over people. Praise God. We don't have that type of extensive influence among men. But you want to know something? Each and every one of us can pray for the success of the gospel. And guess what? We ought to pray for it every day of our lives. This is why I believe the Holy Spirit allowed James to write at James chapter 5, verse 16, when he said that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, praise God, it avails much. And when we look at Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 5, I sort of touched on this last week, praise God, when the Apostle Peter was arrested. And of course, after the Apostle James had been killed, praise God, when Peter was arrested, amen, the church did not go into mourning. Amen. Because if we look at verse 5 of Acts chapter 12, verse 5, and it says that prayer was made, praise God. What it says, it was made without ceasing.
Yeah,
praise God for Peter.
Yeah.
Amen. And prayer is one of the principal weapons which the entire body of Christ, praise God, ought to use.
Yeah.
When we look at the condition of our world, oh Lord, somebody sort of alluded to this morning on the phone. When we look at the conditions of our world, let me just share some of those with you. Praise God, we have black men killing each other, praise God, like it's hunting season. Praise God, we have Russia that has invaded the Ukraine, praise God, and is at the brink of causing a nuclear disaster that's going to be of world proportion. Praise God, we see political unrest as we have never seen before nor heard. We see racial tensions, praise God, and political divisiveness as we have never seen before. Praise God, we see, praise God, voter suppression as we have never seen it before. That was a time when we didn't have the privilege of voting.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Then when we got the privilege of voting,
yeah,
praise God, they accused us of being lazy,
yeah,
and that we would not go to the polls and vote.
Yeah.
But praise God, when we do finally go to the poll and vote,
yeah,
and make a difference in an election, praise God, now we see voter suppression that's being, praise God, that's being emanated throughout these United States. So when we see the times and the conditions that we live in today, my brothers and my sisters, it is a time for us to be doing some praying. Amen. You see, we need to pray. Preachers of the gospel need to be true, what I call true successors of the apostles, praise God. In other words, as outlined in Acts chapter 6, verse 4, y'all know the scripture that I'm talking about. Praise God. We are to give ourselves to prayer as well as to the ministry of the word. We must not only use the sword of the Spirit, but we are to pray always with all prayer and supplication. Praise God. Can I remind us again that it is praying time? Praise God. You see, praying is a way to win a blessing in our entire ministry. And for all of us in this body of Christ, praise God, prayer is a powerful weapon.